Messy Weird, Weirdo Book 10, written by Arne Doe and read by Stig Weems. We've just moved into our new house and it's awesome. The yard is like a jungle. It's bananas. We still have heaps of unpacking to do. There are so many boxes. And there's loads of cleaning up. Everything's messy.
Ah, these black tiles are actually white.
And these black squares are actually windows. But we're getting there, sort of, when we're not wasting time mucking around. Like Roger, who's been having heaps of fun hiding in our empty boxes, then giving us a fright.
Oh dear, Roger, you scared the daylights out of me.
Fido and Blockhead found something really funny to do with all of our bubble wrap. While unpacking, I keep finding funny things that I haven't seen in ages, like a bunch of old fold-ins I'd drawn. This first one looks like a picture of two separate animals, a frill-neck lizard and a sausage dog. But when you fold them in, it looks like a frill-neck lizard with a sausage dog body. And this one, of Mr. Harris waving his finger with a really long arm. But when you fold it in, it looks like he's picking his nose. And this one, of Henry with his bum crack showing and me putting my coin into the vending machine. But when you fold it in, it looks like I'm putting the coin into Henry's bum crack. Dad and Granddad were doing all sorts of crazy things with the packing tape, like tying themselves together. But all that changed when Mum walked in and found us laughing. Mum laughed at first and then sighed. "You guys," she said, "I'm glad we're having fun, but we're never going to get the house sorted like this. It'll take years to unpack and clean up the mess." Mum sat down in a big pile of bubble wrap and packing foam. Pop, 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 pop. I felt a bit bad as I looked at Mum, who looked really tired. She'd been working very hard, probably harder than all of us. Mother's Day was almost here. It was just a couple of days away. It would be the perfect chance to make Mum feel really special and to show her how much I cared. But I didn't have any money for a fancy present. What could I do? I would have asked Dad and Granddad for advice, but they were too busy trying to break out of the packing tape. And then it hit me. Ding! I'd see if I could make some extra pocket money for doing all the chores around the house. The house would get cleaned up really fast, plus I'd have some money to buy Mum a great present. And I knew just who could help me. Bella and Henry!